And as we look at this passage, we see a word that crops up at least three times, and that is the word overcometh, overcometh, overcometh. And the word overcometh actually is the Greek word Nike. We see the Nike sports equipment with the swoosh. Well, actually, this is where they get the word from. The word Nike actually means overcomer. And so if we read it and inserted the Greek word in there, it would read something like this. For whatever is born of God, Nikes the world. And this is the Nike that Nikes the world, even our faith. He that Nikes the world, who is he that Nikes the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will challenge us with his message titled, Winners Just Do It, Losers Make Excuses. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Winners Just Do It, Losers Make Excuses.
We're going to continue on with our series, There's a Lion in the Street, and it's based on the book of Proverbs, where the lazy man would not come out of his house because he said there's a lion out there. So he found an excuse for not coming out to do what it was he was called to do. We've looked at the root of excuses. We said that Adam used the excuse of my wife or the woman that you gave me caused me to do it. But really, the root of Adam's excuse was disobedience. And then we looked at Moses, who came up with all type of excuses why he couldn't do what God told him to do. And Moses' root cause for his excuses was a lack of faith. We looked at the lazy man and saw that his root excuse was slothfulness, and that caused him to give some other excuses. We looked at the individuals that had been invited to the dinner, and they had made a commitment to come to the dinner, but when the invitation went out for them to come, they began to make excuses why they couldn't come. And we see that the root of their excuses was a lack of faithfulness to their commitment. Well, we've been dealing with the root causes of excuses. Now I want to begin to take a shift and move into how do we overcome excuses. And the passage that I want to look at today is found in the book of 1 John, if you would turn there. The book of 1 John, as we begin this shift in this series, shifting from the root of excuses to see how we can overcome excuses. 1 John chapter 5. And verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. He that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And as we look at this passage, we see a word that crops up at least three times, and that is the word overcometh, overcometh, overcometh. And the word overcometh actually is the Greek word Nike. We see the Nike sports equipment with the swoosh. Well, actually, this is where they get the word from. The word Nike actually means overcomer. And so if we read it and inserted the Greek word in there, it would read something like this. For whatever is born of God, Nikes the world. And this is the Nike that Nikes the world, even our faith. He that Nikes the world, who is he that Nikes the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And so the title of my message today is Losers Make Excuses, Winners Just Do It. Losers make excuses, winners just do it. And I must say that my life has changed. I'm going to be honest with you. And very few times do I say, now, you know, the message that I speak, you know, they speak to my heart. But this series of messages have actually revolutionized my life and have revolutionized my thinking. And I just came to the realization that in a lot of ways, in a lot of things, you know, I was making excuses. Instead of just getting the job done, I was just making excuses. And by the grace of God, I've asked God to help me to not use excuses in my life anymore for things that I don't do or I can't do. And if I begin to make an excuse, I ask the Lord to convict me and that I would know at the very minute that I was making that excuse that God was speaking to my heart and saying, look, man, you're just making an excuse. You need to stop. If you're a winner, if you're an overcomer, if you are a Nike Christian, then you don't make excuses. Losers make excuses. Winners just do it. The word Nike is related to the Greek goddess who was actually called Nike. And she was in ancient Greece, she was the winged goddess of victory. And so whenever the Greeks wanted to symbolize victory, they would flash up a statue or an emblem of the Greek goddess Nike. And that was a reminder to all who saw it that there was victory and that they were to walk in victory. Now, excuses are for losers. In this whole series, I've kind of been saving up some quotes to give at this particular time because I knew I was going to get to this message and I wanted to share some of these excuses, you know, at this time. So if you can flash them up on the screen there, and we just see that excuses are for losers. Look at some of the things that it says about losers and excuses. Excuses are the nails that build the house of failure. If you are a person that's prone to giving excuses, then all you're doing is building a house of failure. Don't look for excuses to lose. You need to look for excuses to win. So often we find excuses why we can't do this and why we can't do that instead of looking for excuses to win. In preparation for this message, I was studying and I looked and caught this clip. And one guy said that, you know, you can either, when it comes to this situation about gas prices, and he was giving the example how that gas prices are going up all the time. And he said that losers sit back and complain about gas prices going up. And I had to raise my hand. Now, I know Pastor Glaze wasn't the only one, right? I wasn't the only one. I guess some of y'all got it all together, so y'all don't complain about stuff like that, right? But he went on to say, he said, losers sit back and complain about gas prices going up. But winners find a way to make more money to pay for the gas. And that thing cut me to my spirit. And I said, man, look, you know, we look for ways to lose. We look for things to complain about. It's instead of looking for how we can win. Here goes one. And I've fixed this one up because, you know, I got this one from the coaching world. But I fixed it up so I could bring it to the pulpit and present it. Excuses are like armpits. Everybody has them, and they all stink. Excuses make you look bad, not your opponent. We have 40 million reasons for failure, but not one single excuse. You can't excuse failure. There's no excuse for failure. And then I like these two. I just threw these one in here because I picked them up in my research, and I just wanted to throw them in there. And it is, you know, he who can't dance blames the unevenness of the floor. I love it. I love it. You know, he who can't dance often says there's something wrong with the floor, that the floor is uneven. And then there's an old African saying that says he who can't dance will always complain that the drum is bad. Amen. Somebody will say, you know, well, you know, the guy that's beating the drum, you know, he was off beat. That's what threw me. No, man, you just can't dance. You don't need to make an excuse about the drummer or the unevenness of the floor. You know, and I find that, you know, we have loser talk. And I'm trying to discipline myself to get away from loser talk. And I began to think that even as the pastor of the church, I've promoted loser talk. One of the things that I've said in meetings is I've said, you know, it's very difficult to build a church in Homewood. I said, one reason is because people hear about shootings and killings, and folk don't want to come into Homewood. But let me ask this question. How many people here this morning, and I want you to raise your hand, don't live in Homewood? Raise your hand. Amen. Loser talk. Folk won't come into Homewood to church. That's loser talk. You know, I said, people are moving out of the city of Pittsburgh. If Bethany was in Atlanta or Charlotte or Philadelphia or New York, man, we'd be busting out at the seam. That's loser talk. God said, you do it right here. You build it right here. You have faith right here. You trust me right here. Don't make excuses why you can't do this and why you can't do that. Just get the job done. You know, there is something that's called the loser's limp. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but Zig Ziglar came up with this term. And what the loser's limp is, and you'll probably see it today, or maybe you might see it today if you go home and you watch a football game. But this is what a loser's limp is. Quarterback goes back and throws the ball. And the wide receiver goes down the field and catches it. Now, there's a defender that's defending the wide receiver. The wide receiver catches it and starts to run. And the wide receiver is so fast, like Mike Wallace, right, that he just takes off. And the defensive back is right there and almost has him. But when he kicks it in gear and he kicks it in stride, the defensive back begins to fall back, and you see Wallace running for a touchdown into the end zone. Then all of a sudden, the defensive back and then people in the stands say, that's why he was able to get away from him. The man had a bad hamstring. No, he didn't have a bad hamstring. That's what's called the loser's limp. And there's a lot of Christians that got the loser's limp. You know, because you can't do something, you pull up and you begin to make excuses as to why you can't do this or why you can't do that. See, we need to turn our channel from the loser station, the loser network, and you need to turn to the Nike channel. And get out of this negative, this losing, this stinking thinking. Let me tell you how this has impacted my life. One way, one testimony. My daughter got married about 2 weeks ago. And it was on a Friday night, and it was late. You know, it was late into the evening. You know, by the time we left the room and straightened up and all this other kind of stuff, and got home, it was probably after 12 o'clock. Now, Saturday morning, I meet with a personal trainer at 7 o'clock. And that evening when I went to bed, I left my BlackBerry downstairs, and that's what usually goes off to wake me up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And so by the time I woke up Saturday morning. It was 5 minutes after seven. And I said, oh, man, I was supposed to be at the gym and meet my trainer. So I hurried up, brushed my teeth, hurried up, got in the car and sped off. I got there about 7:20. And I got there, and, you know, he was waiting for me. And I said, man, you know, my daughter got married last night, and it was, you know, I was out late and, you know, just had a hard time getting up, and then I left my alarm downstairs, and it wasn't right beside me, and I didn't hear it go off. And as I was talking, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, that's loser talk. That's loser talk. Why don't you just tell the man that you didn't discipline yourself to put your alarm beside the bed that night so you could wake up and get up and be there on time? Or if you knew you were going to be out late and can't get up the next, call the man and say, well, look, I'm not going to make it the next day. And in the middle of me telling him all these excuses, the Spirit just spoke to my heart and said, that's loser talk. That's loser talk. And so we got to begin to change our mentality. You see, Jesus could have made excuses why he didn't want to come to die on the cross for your sin. He could have said, well, look, it's real comfortable here in heaven. Fellowshipping with the Father, the Spirit, the angels, the Old Testament saints. Oh, but I'm just having a good time. Yeah, I don't want to leave there. And to go down and die for those wretched, no good so-and-so, they're not even worth it. But what did he do? He didn't make any excuses. Jesus just what? Did it. He just did it. And I want to show you this morning that as a believer, that you are a Nike individual, that you have the ability and the power to overcome any situation that you would be faced with so that you don't have to make a stinking excuse. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Like I said, this series has changed my thinking and changed my life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And here Paul is speaking about the resurrection, and he says in verse 54 of 1 Corinthians 15, so then when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of sin, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is in the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the Nike through our Lord Jesus Christ. You've got victory over death. Now, what can be worse than death? If you got victory over the worst thing possible that you could ever face, and anything else is just a piece of chump change. Victory. And the thing about it is that this victory is so powerful that you hear people all the time, I don't say this anymore. People say, well, you know, I'm trying to get the victory. I'm trying to gain the victory. I'm trying to get the victory over this, or I'm trying to get the victory over that. See, that's the problem. You're trying to get the victory. You don't have to try. The victory's already been won. Christ already won the victory. When he died on the cross, when he was buried, when he rose again and had all power over Satan. He already has the victory. And all you got to do is walk in it. That's all you got to do. Every day when you get up, you got to tell yourself, Jesus rose. He overcame death. Thanks be to God who gives me the victory. And so now all I got to do is walk in victory. You know, see, we need to get up every morning and do like Miss America, right? As soon as you get out of bed.
What is that? That's the victory walk. On your way to the bathroom. When you look in the mirror. That's the victory walk. You see, winners, you know, there's a song that I used to listen to by Fleetwood Mac. And it said, thunder only happens when it's raining, and players only love you when they're... So if a player is not playing, then he don't love you. But see, a winner loves you whether you're playing or not. Whether he's playing or not, the winner loves you at all times. But a player only loves you when he's playing. And I began to think about that. And I began to think back over my life as an athlete. And I knew some great athletes. I played football with some guys that lined up in the NFL. Great athletes. And the thing about a great athlete is that if that great athlete is not being featured, or that great athlete is not, we'll say wide receiver, is not getting the ball like they should, then you really begin to see what kind of character they have. You really begin to see what kind of individual they are. Because then that's when, what? The complaints start coming out. See, is that, yo, if it's about team, and if it's about team winning, whether I'm getting my 9 catches a game, whether I'm throwing for my 300 yards a game, whether I'm rushing for my 100 yards a game, it don't make any difference if the team is winning. But a player, what, complains? Because he's not getting his. And so that really lets you know that we have a lot of great athletes that are not winners. They're just great athletes. I worked out, I mean, I coached a guy, and if I called his name, everybody here would know it. One of the greatest tight ends to ever line up in the NFL. He could have been. 6'5", about 245, and ran about a 4.546 40. He should have been destined for the Hall of Fame. But this guy had poor work habits. He depended solely on his athletic ability. Solely on his athletic ability. And as a result of that, you know, he didn't last that long, and he didn't live up to his ability. Why? Because he was a player. And players only love you when they're playing. But winners love you at all times. And a winner has a mindset of victory, and despite the circumstances, they have victory, as Paul tells us, victory over death. And that's the greatest victory that anybody could ever have. We see, secondly, that the believer not only has victory over death, but the believer has victory over the devil. Look at Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. And in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. And it says here that Christ, in verse 14, blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Winners Just Do It. Losers make excuses. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Winners Just Do It, Losers Make Excuses, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Winners Just Do It, Losers Make Excuses. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Winners Just Do It, Losers Make Excuses. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Also, Dr. Glaze has authored 5 books. For more information about these resources and how to order them, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.